Thursday Open Line program right here, KICX KBRL. But I told you yesterday we had a special guest that's going to be in the hot seat for a little bit of time here at the beginning of the program, and I did not lie, did not fib. This guy thinks he needs to retire. He's still a young guy, really, really, really young guy. But it's time, I think. Mr. Bob Elder, 46 years from the sports shop?
46 years. I'm working on 46 years. It'd be like 1980, December of 1980. So
can you believe that?
That's been a long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
I was 11 back in 1980. Back in 80. You were just a young guy.
Was I 24 maybe?
Uh-huh.
25, something like that, when I was back in 1980. So yeah, it's quite a ride.
Yeah, you remember, I mean, sure, as plain as day, like it was yesterday, what 1980, that first day was all about, huh?
Oh my gosh, yes. You know, one of my memories is 1983 was probably my biggest year when I became president of the Optimist Club.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge year because when I got started, it was like, oh my gosh, we had all these events that happened all at the same time. Mm-hmm. CABA started.
Yeah.
You remember when CABA was here?
Yeah.
And the Carson Barnes Five Ring Circus was started. And we were all, that was the group that first got it going.
Uh-huh.
You know? And that's wild. That was just to think back about those days of what it was, you know, what happened. And I just went, oh. So it's really kind of fun to think about. A lot of great memories.
And you've been the guy managing, owning the sports shop for 40-some years.
Yeah, 40, 45 start. Yeah, back in December. I mean, I got started when the people in North Platte kind of approached me. And, mm-hmm. and Max Anderson, he used to be a KICX guy. And he was the one that kind of told him about a guy that was living in McCook that he knew through baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And asked them to get a hold of me, and we sat down and talked. And next thing I know, I went from selling beer to actually delivering beer to actually into the sporting goods business. And once I got into that, it was all over. I loved it. Loved working with kids. It was just a lot of fun.
I'm sure every decade, maybe less than a decade, but every 10 years you've seen changes in your world in the sports shop, but like every 10 years or even less than that, haven't you?
It's changed a lot over the, there's no doubt, because online shopping has become really, really big with people, and I'm still a believer in service. I'm still a believer in being able to communicate with people, and I think that's very, very important. I think sometimes we lose a little bit in our shopping on our phones because you don't get that one-on-one talking, you
mm-hmm.
know, and helping them individually. So that's kind of what I hope I've prided myself into over the last 46 years. So it's been quite different, but hey, I loved every minute of it. I've loved working with kids. It's been fun.
Yeah, the comparison to shopping locally and online, what if you get sent the wrong thing? What if it's the wrong size?
Yeah.
What if it's the wrong color and everything?
Yeah.
When it's locally, you're right there. And if by chance you don't, like for example, a pair of shoes,
yeah.
you try them on to make sure they fit and everything. But if something maybe isn't kosher and doesn't happen the right way, you know, you could most of the time bring it back down and we'll get a new shoe size for you or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. Yeah.
A new shoe size, even if it doesn't
yeah.
work, it doesn't feel good on your feet when you're walking around. It's hard to do it in a store for 5-10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then go home and put them on and walk for around the house for 6 to 8 hours. If that
right.
happened, hey, bring them back.
Yeah.
We'll take care of that, and we'll get you a pair that feels better.
Now, your daughters have really, really done a great job of promoting this Saturday from 10 until 2 at the sports shop there on Norris Avenue.
Yep.
They're going to have a little celebration, and then you're going to move it over to the MCC basketball games. They play Southeast at Graff Event Center, and you're going to be over there hanging out a little bit. The party's just going to go from one venue to the other one.
Yep, that's right. You know, the fun part about this is that they tried to keep it away from me at first. And then my oldest daughter, had to call me up and go, "You're not going to sign up on the 7th of February to do the shot clock, are you?" And at that time, I kind of already knew because Joanne Beebe, that worked for me for 38 years, come in and we were chatting about it. So I kind of knew something was going on. And then when the kids called me up, Maddie called me up and asked me that, I said, no, I'm not signing up. I already took my name off the board, so I'll be available all day. So yeah, it was kind of a they did a lot of work for this, and sometimes I think it's overblown, but you know what? I'll go with them and just enjoy seeing people that I haven't seen for a while. And
yeah, try to make a surprise, but you just
it's
can't.
Hard. It's hard in small town USA to do that.
Exactly.
That's right. That's
you
right. Bet.
So you over the 46 years, you know all about what Norris Avenue has been all about, and on the breaks down there, you have seen others come and go. And as you said, hopefully some of those folks will have a chance to come back maybe for the weekend and celebrate with you and the rest. Your family, that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, that'd be really cool. There's been a lot of changes over the matter of fact over McCook for the last 45 years. I mean, it's just amazing of all the things that's come up over those years. Because when I started, there was no Westview Plaza. You know, I mean, it was all open field, and then the golf course came, and then the next thing you know, buildings popped up, and it's like it all expanded to the west, and it's like, wow. I mean, you think about all that, you think about the new YMCA, you think about the facility to the north here, the new complex and housing going up there, you think about it's all on the move. You think about the Graff Event Center, you think about the, oh my gosh, it's just been crazy to think about all the new stuff that's come into town. So a lot of people don't realize that until they sit back and unless they've been here a while and look at it and go, look at the history, look at what's going on. You know, it's amazing. It's really cool.
Now that you're retiring, what are you gonna do now? What are the plans?
That's a good question. So I hope that Mitch Gross is listening to me because him and I had a talk about one time about maybe volunteering at the Y and becoming a member, getting a membership. I really haven't been a member since the kids left, and I need to get back into that because I really haven't, since I got out of officiating football, I really haven't done a lot of extracurricular to keep me in shape for my two grandkids. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like I need to get back into that. So I'm hopefully we'll get that worked out and I'll be a member there and maybe see me at the front desk. I don't know what I'll do, but whatever he has for me to do, I'll do it. And that I'm thinking about my I'm thinking about getting my bus license. And
really?
Yeah, think about doing that. I've talked to the coaches about driving them to ball games.
For MCC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've talked to them about, hopefully I can do that, but we'll see if they'll have me. First of all, I got to pass my test.
I'm sure you'll pass with flying colors.
I think it'd be fun to go and watch them play on the road and get to see sports. Yeah. I've been a sports guy for
a long time.
You know, you and I have been North Carolina fans for how long?
A long time, big guy.
And so we've been following all kinds of things over the years, and being involved in sports has just been absolutely fantastic. So,
yeah, you will keep it. But your family, I know your grandkids, you really want to be in their lives a lot more.
You know, being in retail over the last 45 plus years, it was always a case of I couldn't go for more than 3 days. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't spend time there. And now that the grandkids are there, I'm going, man, they need to have a grandpa around, grandpa. And I know Jake's parents, that's my son-in-law, are there now. They packed up from Ogallala and moved to Kansas City. So they get that side of it, which is good. That's great. But I need to be more of a, my nickname's Poopaw. So I need to be more of a grandpa and be able to be in their lives. So that's what I plan on doing.
You bet. Come and go when you please. So if you think about moving down to where your kids are, or they've been tossed around, I'm sure, a little bit.
It's been tossed around. The thing about it is that I've been a small town kid for years.
Yeah.
And I love Kansas City. I love my family. I got down there for Christmas and stayed a little few extra days. The Monday after Christmas, my son-in-law Jake and I went to Costco's. And I walked in and I went elbow to elbow. This is after Christmas, like 4 days after Christmas. I said elbow to elbow, run into each other. I just thought, man, I don't know if I'm in for the big city. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. It's still up in the air, but probably at this point, no.
Okay.
No, especially if I'm going to try to drive the teams around.
Right.
And go, you know, I just, that's what I'm
thinking. We would understand if you would make the move, but we want to see you around here a lot as well. So, you know, we're selfish about that.
I mean, it's been, you know, I've been here a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I can just pack up and go. There's a lot of friends here. That,
right.
A lot of people that have allowed me to be here. Over the years, that just, I don't know, it's going to be hard for me to do that.
Tell us, who has taken your position there at the sports shop?
Beth Anderson. Mm-hmm. She's taken over. She's got some experience at management. That's what her degree's in, business management. She's going to take over. My last official day is listed as the 14th, but I'm going to wake up the 16th because 15th is my birthday, mm-hmm. and that's a Sunday. I'm going to wake up the 16th and go, wow, what do I do now?
So it'll next be, weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, next weekend. This came about a week early, the celebration, because we had to have Joanne involved. Mm-hmm. You know, she needs to be there. She's been a pillar. She's actually been the one that's allowed me to, you know, be able to do all the things I've done over the years. All the
travel,
volunteer.
Watch your kids, watching sports and stuff like that.
That, you know, stuff like CABA, stuff like the circus, stuff like Mac Attack, stuff like, I mean, just things like that have taken up, you have to do a lot of volunteering. And I said to myself, how am I going to do that running a store, running mm-hmm. a business too? Well, Joanne was there, and she was the one that kind of allowed me to do that. Because a lot of this stuff was on weekends. I mean, she worked on Saturdays to cover for me so I could be there for the things that I got involved in. Mm-hmm. So she was really instrumental in making this happen. So, yeah. Okay.
How many employees do you think you've had over the years in your 46 years? Oh, my gosh. The number's big, isn't it?
Oh, man. I couldn't even begin to tell you. It's got to be in the... I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
I mean,
tough. Yeah, it's tough to
we were in one location back in the day. We were over at Farrell's when it was split in half. Then we rented half of the business and we bought, it would have been Paid Hardware at the time. Mm-hmm. It was empty and moved over there. And I can't even tell you. I mean, oh my gosh.
A lot of high school and college kids over the years.
Right
huh?
now, let's tell you this. I've had a lot of parents that work for me, bringing in their kids.
There you go.
And they're 12, 13, 14 years old. And I'm mm-hmm. going, and I'm thinking about that going, wow, I know some of them are grandparents now.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I'm really that old?
Well, you don't look it, you know, well, and hopefully you don't feel it.
I don't feel that old, no. I appreciate that. I don't feel that old. I think I still got a few years left in me to, who knows? Maybe you haven't seen the end of me yet where it comes to doing things that I'm, that I like to do.
You bet. Well, and I knew this was going to happen when you were going to be here because I told this certain individual that I had a special guest at 9 o'clock this morning, and you know that the caller I'm going to go to right now is very close to you, is a brother to you, and let's bring in Mr. Rich Elder to the airwaves of the Open Line program. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Richard.
Hi, bro.
How's that little fart?
I might be littler than you, but I'm still...
Holy smoke, the Elder Brothers on the Open Line program at the same time this morning. All Rich and I'm sure Bob both have stories like no other of the other over the years.
Yeah, he has more stories than I do.
Keep that in the lowbrow.
Yeah, you're going to keep that under your hat, aren't you, Rich?
Yeah, because it'd be dangerous.
Good choice.
There
Good
you go.
Good choice.
There you go. Well, Rich, I'm sure I would maybe speak on your behalf that you're pretty proud of your little brother, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, like I said yesterday when I talked to him, that when it comes to athletics, he has heart.
No question about it. And he's ran a good business over the years, too, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it helped me a lot.
Yep. That's exactly right. So, since I have Bob in studio, Rich, you have your two questions for me today, don't you?
Oh, these are going to be tough.
Yes,
I can tell
I
already.
Do.
I have a feeling, knowing Rich and all the time we've talked in the Open Line program, we're going to go hard, probably airplane questions or science fiction or something like that today, aren't we?
Well, you might say it's history.
Okay, or history. I know you're into history as well.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We are all ears, Rich. What's your first question for us,
Miranda? And I hope my little brother's got his ears on.
Oh, Miranda.
Yeah, he's...
Get on that computer, man. I'm going to need some help.
I don't use a computer. That's the problem.
I know you don't, yeah, Rich. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we never use a computer. It's all from our great minds here, Rich. Yeah.
That's it, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he knows he's talking to me, so he's going, great minds, fooey.
All right, Rich, what do you got for us?
Okay. On this day in 1869, the world's largest gold nugget was discovered. Where was this discovery?
You're all over this. Bob, you watch those shows. What'd you say, 1869?
That's all I said, 1869.
Man, Rich goes back to 1700 sometimes. The 1800s, like, yeah, I was really around back then.
Was it in the United States?
You remember, Bob, you remember that time when I tell you, look underneath that desk that you got in your house?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, yeah. I do remember. Oh my gosh, do you think I remember that though?
So is this like a clue to this? Is this a clue to the answer here? We're trying to find out where. Okay, Rich, we're trying to find out the answer. Where was it found?
Where was this gold nugget found?
1869. Where was it found?
Mm-hmm.
Miranda's saying Australia.
Where in Australia?
Oh my gosh, we got to break it. See, he always does this to me. Break it down. I got to find out the road, the town, the county. Sydney.
No,
not Sydney. That's the only city I know in Australia is Sydney. We give up on that.
Victoria.
We're still counting it as a win, Rich, because that's said Australia. Man, he always does this to me. He's like, I want what road, I want who lived there, county, and specific address. All right, Rich, ready for question number two.
This one is a military loss.
A military loss, okay. Uh-huh. We just couldn't come up with a sports question today, could we, Rich? Dang it. Okay.
On February 5th, 1958, the Air Force lost this important item when a B-457 bomber crashed off the coast of Georgia.
They lost this item.
Yeah.
When they crashed.
I was still in diapers, Richard. Come on.
I wasn't even thought of yet. 1958 is lost after a B-4 bomber?
Well, yeah, it's a B-457.
Okay. Off in Georgia, right?
Off of the coast of Georgia.
Okay.
What did we lose?
See, these questions, it's like, Miranda, help us out. You're all over this. I know you're a big history buff and everything and stuff like that. And she's into airplanes like you are, Rich, and stuff like that. So
I can give you a clue.
Okay.
The military number for this is Broken Arrow.
Hey, I like the movie. Well, there was a movie Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow.
Yeah. But I don't know if that has anything, probably not related at all.
You know, I think it was two famous actors that was performed in it. They were in a B-2 bomber in the movie.
We're lost. Okay, Miranda, finally, it hit her, the number four engine.
Well, I don't know about number four, but...
How about just an engine?
A code name for this loss.
Oh, my gosh, Rich. See, there he goes again. Now, I want the code word for it. You just said Broken Arrow, didn't you?
That is the... Did you say Broken Arrow?
Because you just told me Broken Arrow.
I did.
You did.
Yep.
I am Well, I gave it away.
You gave it away, Rich. Yes, you did. See, he was in the it was in the conversation thinking it slipped by, we wouldn't catch it. Yes. That's all there was. It had been it. That had been it. Those were two doozies, Rich. Two doozies. I really thought you'd make it easy on your brother and I this morning, but no.
You'll have to tell Eric that.
Okay, well, that's okay, Rich. You're good. Those questions, we need tough ones every now and then.
It's good education.
It is. Yep. It is. It is. Now, tomorrow's Friday. That means bonus question Friday, right?
That is correct. It's going to be pretty well mostly on movies.
Movies tomorrow. That's that a boy. That a boy. That's right down my movie, sports.
That's right.
History. I like history.
Yeah.
Some history. But that'd be tomorrow. Rich, thanks for joining us this morning. Anything else for your big bro this morning you want to say?
Only nice stories. Only nice stories. Remember.
Well, I can say on this past, you know, when he was known as Bob here when he came to McCook, but also, if you remember his given name, what he was given.
It was
called Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's my middle name.
That's your middle name?
That's my middle name.
Is that what you call him, Howard Rich?
No, my nickname is, when I was younger, was Howie.
Howie.
Yeah.
Howie. Wow, didn't know that.
All my buddies called me Howie.
Okay.
Yeah. I still have a few of them that still do.
Sure. The old school buddies, something like that.
Buddies, yeah.
That name was given to him because it's an honor. Uncle Howard died in Korea. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's neat. That's a good story. Yeah. You bet. You betcha. Yeah. Rich, you take care of yourself. You have yourself a good day. We'll talk again tomorrow, okay?
I will do that, and have a good day, little brother.
See you, brother. Okay?
Mm-hmm. See you, Rich.
See you, bet.
Right. Take care. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, the times we have with Rich Shelder on the Open Line program every day with his trivia.
Yes,
keeps our minds working around here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean,
he'll challenge you. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, my gosh. It's not like just simple little everyday questions. It's like, oh, my gosh, where did you find this question at, Rich, today?
1869.
Yeah, 17. He goes, I think he's had some 1500s, Rich. 1500s, really?
Yeah. I'll never be able to answer those.
I know
questions.
It. I know it. Thanks for coming by and hanging with us for a while.
Appreciate it.
And once again, there's going to be a retirement celebration at the Sports Shop. Yeah. 10 a.m. 4 hours of roasting Bob
hours.
On Saturday morning, and then they're going to take it over to the Graff Event Center for the MCC game start at women at 2 and the guys at 4 o'clock. It's going to be another 4 hours. It's going to be like a 10 to 6 day for you.
It'll be a long day. Then we're going to go out to supper afterwards.
Hey, there you go. That'd be fun.
So, yeah, we'll be a full day.
You bet.
Looking forward to it.
Both daughters going to be here?
Yep. The other ones are on their, Katie and Jake and the grandkids will be on their way today and
good.
Be here tonight or late afternoon probably, and I'll see them for the next couple days.
For folks that don't know, I know you're extremely proud of your daughters and what they're doing with their lives. What do they do? For folks that don't know, what are they doing?
So Maddie is... the official title, I think, is Midwest Sales Coordinator for Champion Homes out of New York.
Okay.
So we just got the chance to go on a trip right before Thanksgiving here. I was her chauffeur, I guess you could say.
She brought Dad along, huh?
Brought Dad along.
Good
We went up into Yellowstone, and she's got to go on site with some company or some customers, and I went with her. And then Katie, married to Jake Redinger, live in Peculiar, Missouri, south side of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Got two grandkids. She's got a hobby, so to speak, and not necessarily a full-time job.
Right.
Her full-time job is being a mom. And that is a full-time job.
Exactly right.
Granddaughter, Sunday, is like 2 years and 7 months now, or six, 7 months. And Shepherd was just born December 4th. And so she's full-time, and I'm sure Jake's full-time with doing what his job is, working at Honeywell, and being a dad.
Yeah.
So they're full. I know their schedule's pretty full, but they'll be here tomorrow.
That'd be great. Nice little weekend with them, huh?
Yep, absolutely. It'd be fun. And then when I get a chance, I can go down there more often and spend a little more time.
Right. So exactly right.
It'll be fun.
You bet. I know you said you're going out to eat on Saturday night. You might have to find the place with a TV because there's a certain basketball game that Duke and Carolina play on Saturday.
I know.
Maybe on your phone or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know everything else is important that day for you.
Absolutely. It will be. So, yeah, I can always record it.
You can record and watch it later.
Come back.
Exactly right.
If Duke wins,
then you won't watch it at all.
Oh, there's no one for that.
There's no need to watch. You and I have
They've had some classics over the years.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So I don't know how you could not have another one. So we'll see how it goes.
We'll cross
and they're playing
fingers.
At home, so that'll make a difference.
We'll cross fingers. It's going to be a good game.
Yes.
You bet.
Yes.
Thank you for everything. I know you've been associated with the station working with us over the years. We appreciate that.
I appreciate everything you guys have done. And it's been fun. And it's not like I'm going away. I'll be around.
Got to be around.
Matter of fact, I've told some schools that they might see me more often. You know, I might just still stay on the outside and be maybe help out that way and see if I, because I got to stay busy. You know?
Sure.
I just want things to be able to do. I just, you know, I had a gentleman ask me to go to coffee every morning at 8:30 and I went, I don't know if I'm ready for that part yet.
Right, right.
You know, I'm still pretty active on things I do, so. Yeah.
Well, I know you're in with MCC and John Olson. Those guys keep you busy, put you to work and stuff like that. And you're all for that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely all for that. And I'm still an Optimus member, so I still help out with Mac Attack. I just don't run it like I used to.
Right.
You know, so I'll still be involved in things because it's all about the kids. I've always thought that way, and I always think that way. It's about the kids.
Thanks for hanging with us.
You bet. Appreciate
it. Mr. Bob Elder, once again, retiring 46 years of Sports Shop again, 10 to 2 of the Sports Shop again on Saturday.